It's Sunday, June 20th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with your weekend story. On today's show, we're taking a look at the state of crypto regulation as congressional hearings ramp up. Today's episode is sponsored by Interpop, Unique One Network, and Elliptic. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's episode comes courtesy of Nick Day, CoinDesk's Managing Editor of Global Policy and Regulation. The U.S. Congress is holding four different hearings that are directly tied to crypto this month, reflecting growing scrutiny around the industry. The narrative. Last week, the House Financial Services Committee FinTech Task Force kicked off a hearing on central bank digital currencies. It's one of the four major congressional hearings on crypto this month. Why it matters. It feels like Congress is starting to focus a little bit more closely on crypto. Four different hearings in June are going to focus on the recent crypto bull market, whether Bitcoin is bad for investors and good for criminals, and what lawmakers can or should do about it. To be clear, there have been hearings for years. What's different is we're now starting to narrow in on specific issues and clearer examples of topics within the industry. Last week, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, a former presidential contender and a longstanding advocate for consumer protections, hosted a Senate subcommittee hearing on cryptocurrencies. On paper, that hearing was about central bank digital currencies, better known as CBDCs. But Bitcoin, and to a lesser extent crypto at large, ended up being the real subject. And if you were Bitcoin, it wasn't a great hearing. Warren took aim at Bitcoin's price volatility, some of the consumer protection concerns around digital assets, and the energy, of course, required to secure the Bitcoin network. These aren't new concerns. We've been hearing about them for years. But last week's hearing, and another three occurring this month, suggest we're getting to the stage of regulatory awareness. So here's a rough historical summary. Bullet point one, Bitcoin launches. Regulators are aware but not overly concerned, and we see some guidance on how the Internal Revenue Service or FinCEN will treat it. Bullet point two, the initial coin offering boom happens, and the Securities and Exchange Commission jumps in with the Dow report and subsequent enforcement actions. Bullet three, everything changes when the Facebook-led Libra, now Diem project, is unveiled. It really does feel like the turning point. Crypto went from being this quirky magic internet money to having the potential to destabilize the global financial system. Bullet point four, regulators start talking about stablecoins and stablecoin regulations. Bullet point five, at nearly the same time, the coronavirus pandemic begins and regulators start thinking about central bank digital currencies as a regulated, government-controllable alternative to stablecoins. And finally, bullet point six, then the crypto bull market begins and attracts even more attention. So we've been heading here for a while. The question is, what happens next? I haven't seen any proposed legislation, but the fact we're going to see several more hearings, including another one promised by Warren, suggests an increasing amount of discussion from lawmakers.
Meet Interpop, a super team redefining the future of NFTs and fandom. From comics and trading card games to digital collectibles and everything in between, they are building the architecture of an entirely new landscape of fandom using technology built on the Tezos blockchain to drive their vision. Visit HelloInterpop.io to learn more. That's HelloInterpop.io to learn more. There's so many blockchains and NFT marketplaces these days, and none of them work together. Introducing Unique One Network, a multi-chain interoperable platform for DeFi-enabled NFT marketplaces. Powered by Polkadot, Unique One Network's cross-chain NFT hub lets you service NFT creators, investors, collectors, and traders across art, photography, philanthropy, gaming, finance, and more. So do yourself a favor and head over to Unique One Network now to learn more. Introducing Elliptic, the preferred crypto compliance partner for businesses who want to grow with confidence. The busiest compliance teams rely on Elliptic's rigorous blockchain monitoring solutions to scale up and save money. Protect your customers. Manage your risk. Scale your business. Visit elliptic.co to talk to a crypto compliance expert today. That's Elliptic, ELLIPTIC.co.
Turning to a slightly broader topic, there's been a lot of signal on the regulatory front these days. It's worldwide and not just the US, and it has been, frankly, a little mind-blowing. What's most interesting to me is all of the moves we're seeing suggest policymakers by and large are looking at crypto as something that can and should be regulated, but not something that could or should be banned. Some of this has been developing for years, but the signaling is certainly far more prominent now than it was even 24 months ago. Here's a quick list. First off, FinCEN announces it'll finalize its crypto-related anti-money laundering, better known as AML, efforts and rulemaking by this autumn in its list of regulatory priorities. The SEC didn't mention crypto at all in its list of regulatory priorities, to the disappointment of some commissioners. A dozen Bitcoin exchange-traded fund or ETF applications are still floating out there, but it's looking increasingly likely like we may not see one approved in the near future. Speaking of which, the SEC has, unsurprisingly, deferred a decision on the Cryptoin application by 45 days. Elsewhere, the Central American Bank for Economic Integration will form a technical group to help El Salvador figure out how to implement its Bitcoin bill after a request from the Central American nation. Argentina's central bank is investigating a number of fintech firms for providing unauthorized crypto-related services. The bank did not reveal the names of the firms. South Africa wants to regulate crypto businesses and the digital asset sector more broadly, with its financial regulator proposing anti-money laundering rules and other actions to more tightly oversee the industry. The Bank of England published a stablecoin paper. It's basically just evaluating how stablecoins or central bank digital currency might fit into its economy. U.S. Senator Patrick Toomey, a Republican from Pennsylvania, wants FinCEN to reconsider the proposed counterparty rule and is concerned that recent FATF guidance might, quote, run counter to FinCEN's own existing regulatory position. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said he wants to regulate crypto as soon as possible after the country previously warmed to the thought of using Bitcoin as a financial instrument. And Texas's state bank regulator told banks they can provide crypto custody services under existing law. And as we wrap up for today, we've got a couple of other headlines that are kind of interesting here. The first one is Emmer and Congressional Blockchain Group asks IRS to revise guidance on charitable crypto donations. Representative Tom Emmer, a Republican from Minnesota, has sent another letter to the U.S. tax collector asking for some specific guidance on digital assets. New York crypto mining bill dies in assembly after passing state Senate. A New York bill that could have effectively enacted a moratorium on crypto mining operations has died in the state assembly without a lot of support. So the summary, more scrutiny is coming. Governments increasingly care about this stuff and increasingly are going to be exploring what options they have to regulate something that has, for many, been thought to be unregulatable for a long time. It's an important story and one we'll be following. But for now, that's the news. Thanks for listening. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.